The best way to talk about what my life is to talk about it right now. And a lot of the time it's related to some kind of a project that I'm on. So it kind of focuses me. But as I said, the projects might evolve. It depends on what the results are, and I go where the results go. I go where the data go, and that might be almost anywhere. Like I said, you know, I was providing some food for the ravens because I didn't just like to see the carcasses lying around the road, so I might as well bring them up here. You know, I brought up a deer carcass and raccoon and porcupine, and so I started seeing interesting things. And I never know exactly what I'm going to see, but the point is to look closely, and I take notes when I see something interesting, and especially once I start to have a question, like with these maggots. Before, I didn't take notes, but once I saw that, I said, there's some detail there that I'm missing something totally here. So then I make a note of, okay, that's the time was, and this is what the temperature was, and this is the direction they went. I have no idea which is going to be relevant, but everything potentially could be relevant. That was not my real project. It just parsed out during the summer. But basically, I was here to follow bird stories. I was interested in just looking at any birds, basically birds, you know, that come to your feeder or that are all around, and trying to see what could potentially be available to anybody who is not a scientist and who likes to watch birds. I don't care much at all about going out there and seeing what species I can find. I'm much more interested, ideally, to watch an individual bird, see what their story is, where do they come from and what do they do. And then when I see what the individual does, then going from there. Obviously, I can't really catch all the birds and mark them. So they have to be focused somewhere themselves, and I can go from there. And one means is at a nest where you know you have a pair, usually, or at a feeder where eventually you can get to recognize some individuals. I can't recognize all of these chickadees, but it turned out there were some steady comers, like one female evening. Grosbeak kept coming back and all the time, and so I'm pretty sure it was the same one. When at other times there might be a couple, or other times there might be a whole flock. It took about a month before the first red-breasted nuthatch came, and then it came every day. And then I got to know it, and gradually another one came, and I watched the interactions so I could see interactions between individuals. But I watched birds at nests quite a bit, so it's important to watch the same nest and watch the same birds. Actually, I really got lucky. I was here writing at the desk, and I usually every day have to write down notes and try to get some information. I heard a tapping on the outside here. So I went out and looked out, and I see a flicker fly away. The next day, the same thing. I go out, and a flicker flies away, and that happened several times. That's very odd, and then I actually looked around and find that he had started to drill a hole in the house. I could see he was starting to make a nest hole. So what an opportunity. So I went immediately and chainsawed out other wall on the other side and, you know, put a window there. And so I ended up watching Flicker making its nest, having the eggs and incubating and raising its young and having them fledge, you know, right at eye level, a couple of feet away. Well, here I had a story of really up close. Opportunity, you know, knocks. In this case, literally. So, but it's all a matter of just messing around and keeping eyes open and being familiar with an area, with a place. After a while, you find what's not familiar. It's kind of like tracking. Grass blade is bent over. Something went by here. If you don't know what the grass is supposed to look like, then you don't see that sign. That's why I like to come back to the same place all the time, or as much as possible, to find stories. And I had a number of stories like that from this summer and the year before. So there are several things going on at the same time. I never know what's going to be relevant, so I have to write it all down. I have ended up now more and more writing all kinds of, you know, a continuous narrative on just about everything. But the problem is later on, when you want to find the story, you have to go through and find what happened when you saw that chickadee on that tree might turn out to be important. You never really know for sure. You have to kind of guess. So that involved a lot of work later on, sitting down and going through it and writing it up and trying to figure it out. So it's a matter of digesting and processing what has been seen.